Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thanks for joining me this morning. Today's my Friday. Chris Conley will be guest co-hosting tomorrow as well as Monday on Feedback. So enjoy me while you can. Hope you are able to call in this morning and join the conversation. I was going to stop and go, what is my shtick usually at this hour? Okay, no. So actually, I'll just remind you, of course, as always, that our programming gold is always podcasted on WSAU.com. So I encourage you to go out if you've missed any of the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. Do you not tune in? Because it really is pretty awesome programming. And we do talk about a lot of topics. We have a great on-air banter, Chris and I do. And sometimes, Tom, we pull him in. We do a fun segment called Let's Stump Tom King, which is a whole bunch of music. Well, it's a bunch of songs. And Tom has this phenomenal ability to pick out the not only the name of the song, but the artist. Of course, he's got a certain wheelhouse, but it's amazing his ability to be able to name that tune, a modern day name that tune here on WSAU. So if you would like to join the conversation, 715-845-2155, a couple things I wanted to talk about before we kick off the morning. I saw some headlines, and my guest this morning, and I always have a guest during the Wisconsin Morning News, or I shouldn't say always, because I guess there'd be a time when perhaps it may not be. But usually I have a guest during the 7:40 hour, right after the 7:30 news, between the 7:30 and 8 o'clock news. And this morning my guest was from Empower Wisconsin, Matt Kittle. And one of the topics of discussion, Mandela Barnes, I presume you heard about the recent Marquette University Law School poll. Meh, polls, schmoles. The only poll that matters is on Election Day, so keep that in mind. Don't despair. I know that the poll between the numbers between Mandela Barnes, the most unqualified person in Wisconsin's history to run for United States Senate. Okay, I'll have to do some research. But he's up there. He's up there at the top against United States Senator Ron Johnson. Shouldn't even be a contest, but this Marquette poll shows that Mandela Barnes is leading. But this, as I've been assured by my friends that watch this and have political consultants in Wisconsin, that this is Mandela's ceiling. So he will start to plummet in the polls. But again, the one that matters is on Election Day. And so we have to be engaged and involved. Don't you just love what Senator Ron Johnson has done for not only the state of Wisconsin, but for the country in defending us all from the tyranny of our federal government and standing up for our right to try, so that if we have whatever the medical condition is, that we should be permitted to be able to try alternative protocols for treating whatever it is, including, of course, COVID, or, you know, as I like to call it, the shamdemic. But we have to be pushing hard to ensure that we get Ron Johnson reelected in November. Okay, so then the other little bit of news that I'll share with you is, of course, unless you're just tuning in for the first time today, oh my gosh, where have you been? Welcome, though, however. In case it is the first time that you've been tuning in, I, of course, made no secret that my pick for our next governor was Rebecca Clayfish. And you're probably thinking, okay, here we go. You still are talking about it. But I have a little update for you. And tune in. Lean into your radios as I share this with you. So obviously, it was very disappointing to all of us who supported Rebecca Clayfish and all of us who believed that she was the best one, the best candidate to be our next governor. However, the reality is, and I do believe in living in reality, I do always encourage people to join me in reality, is that Rebecca Clayfish will not be on the general election ticket for governor in Wisconsin. Tim Michaels will. And I obviously have been, if you've been listening, if you haven't, I've been very critical of him. However, I realize what's at stake, and I realize that we want to beat Governor Vito. he cannot be reelected to be the governor of Wisconsin. We cannot forget what he did to the citizens of Wisconsin and his poor leadership, the education governor who shut down the schools that harmed our state's children. So, having said that, Tim Michaels is our candidate that we need to support. And I want to share with you that obviously there are a number of us, and you know that if you listen to the program, I've had frequent guest Jessica McBride, who's an investigative journalist for Wisconsin Right Now, and we have shared in our concerns and criticism of candidate Tim Michaels. However, we have seen some promise, and I will share with you that although we haven't spoken in person, Tim Michaels did reach out to me just yesterday and was very gracious and respectful and asked me to get in touch with him, which I plan on doing. And I will share with you that I am optimistic about it, and I'm optimistic that he is doing everything he can. And that was, I think, my concern initially after the primary results, is that those that were part of his campaign were looking at doing something unconventional and perhaps overlooking the value of the grassroots Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin. But I have yet to be persuaded that that is indeed what they are doing, and I am heartened and encouraged by the fact that Tim Michaels was here in Wausau yesterday. I was not able to meet with him. However, I am encouraged by his call, and I look forward to having a conversation with him off air, and then I will invite him to speak with all of you on air at a later date. So stay tuned to that for a future feedback. We'll get him on, and we can talk to him about some of our concerns and clear up any kind of fears that we have that he's not going to be as conservative as he is claiming he is. And so that's my objective. So that's the adult thing to do, right? So if you'd like to join the conversation, 715-845-2155. On that little babbling rant, I'm trying to remember. Did I mention that during the Wisconsin Morning News, Matt Kittle and I talked about the Inflation Reduction Act, which I would call the Freedom Reduction Act? Hey, isn't that a clever one? But of course, mainstream media is scrambling to rename Inflation Reduction Act, because everybody knows, I shouldn't say everybody, because there are the low information people out there that do whatever, they fall in lockstep with whatever the mainstream media, zombies that say whatever the mainstream media says must be gospel, must follow what the mainstream media tells me to do. But evidently they've determined they're going to have to retool the Inflation Reduction Act, because evidently that's not fooling enough of the American people. I mean, how can you actually reduce inflation by spending more money we don't have? Spending more money in a time in which none of us can afford it, with rising gas prices and rising costs of all goods and services. How can we possibly fund a bill that's going to, yes, reduce inflation? And, you know, the geniuses behind the sock puppets administration, of course we know that they're behind it. And they're retooling the name because, like global warming, we got to shift things up and make it climate change, because then the masses will fall for it, as opposed to the misnomer of global warming. Because, you know, here in Wisconsin, we get warm, sunny days, and we don't blame it on ourselves for a nice, warm, sunny summer day. It's just called the change of seasons. That's what I've always referred to it as. Okay, did you also see that, you know, Liz, come on, sister, move on. I mean, go hit the Cheney Ranch, go off into oblivion and leave us alone. But evidently, Liz Cheney, despite the fact that she can't even win her own re-election in a primary in her own state, she thinks she's going to be a contender for a 2024 presidential run. What say you? I know this is a rhetorical question. We talked about this yesterday. Many of you called in and shared your support of Trump for four more years. And, you know, he obviously is the front runner. And I guess it'll remain to be seen what other candidates step forward. But Liz, don't think you stand a chance against President Trump. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Here's another thing. This is midterm election related news. Planned Parenthood is throwing a record $50 million into midterms. Boy, do they! It's called self-preservation. Boy, if more states outlaw abortion, then I guess what will happen is Planned Parenthood will be out of business, and we will all breathe a collective sigh of relief that unborn babies will be protected from the ghouls at Planned Parenthood. Another little interesting midterm story headline, who's going to be surprised about this? This is social media related, TikTok. Of course, that's for the young folk. I actually did at one point. I was curious about it, and it's been a while since I had it on my phone, but I did install TikTok, which is that, I don't know, is it 20 seconds or 30 second videos? And, you can get sucked into the vortex of social media hell and waste hours, even minutes on social media is too much time, frankly. But you can waste a lot of time on these social media platforms, including TikTok. And hey, guess what? Here's a shocker. They're going to restrict and label political ads. Really? There's a newsflash. And I just wonder if it'll be one-sided restriction. Of course, again, another rhetorical question. Hey, if you'd like to join the conversation that I'm having with myself, feel free to call in 715-845-2155. I talked yesterday about the Minneapolis Public Schools, my home state of Minnesota. I did not attend Minneapolis Public Schools. I actually attended private schools on the St. Paul side of the Mississippi River. But Minneapolis schools they're actually doubling down on their Fire Whites First policy. So whether or not you have seniority in the Minneapolis Public School District, they are going to judge you. They are going to judge teachers on the way they look on the outside. This is yet another example of how shallow and vapid Democrats are, how shallow and vapid the left is, that they judge people on how they look on the outside, that they look at someone's skin color, and that's how they determine the qualifications of a teacher. What kind of message does that send any prospective employee that wants to work for the Minneapolis Public School District? Well, frankly, I'll just tell you, I lived in Minneapolis for a time in my 20s when it was hip happening, uptown Minneapolis. I just don't recommend it. I mean, of course, I'm older than my hip happening days, but I don't recommend it. And it's unfortunate. I of course, have some fond memories of being in my 20s, just the other day, of course. It was a different time. I mean, I'm sure it was still overrun. I didn't pay attention back in my early 20s when who was in charge of the city when I lived there. But 715-845-2155, if you'd like to join this fabulous conversation I'm having with myself. Good morning and welcome to Feedback. You're on with Meg.
Hey, Meg. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lewis. How are you?
Well, thank you. I just wanted to comment on Liz Cheney. In my opinion, she epitomizes the establishment. Mm-hmm. Her arrogance. If you think about this, she's saying that she's going to keep.
Uh-oh. Looks like I lost Lewis. So, I'm just going to continue on this thread and then I'm going to go to break. But, what I was just thinking, and this is my challenge to you during the second half of Feedback, so we get you to call in and share your opinions about this, is who else, and Lewis teed this up, or he queued this up for me. So who else would you consider to be establishment in this country that needs to be primaried, like Liz Cheney? That would be a curious topic of conversation for the second half of Feedback. So I'm going to take a break, and when I come back, I'm going to intro the 8:30 news, and then followed by your calls on the second half of WSAU Feedback, 715-845-2155.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around.
Hey, hey, good morning, welcome to WSAU Feedback. You remember this song? I heard it on the way in. I did not know the guy's name was John Paul Young. Who knew? Who knew? It's a good song, though. Kind of got a good jingle. Love is in the air. Love is in the air because you love WSAU. I know that's it. I am going to go to the 8:30 news, but when I come back, I will be taking your calls on the second half of Feedback. 715-845-2155, right after the news.